This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big shows. We got 60 minutes left in The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel as the band is back together for the first time in 2018. So far, so good as we continue to roll through topics. Talk real quick, Rockets before the break.
Sorry, I know. Real quick, I just wanted to give a shout out to Josh Rapp.
Why?
And my boy Larry, because they've already went out and bought their tickets for my show.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, Josh Rapp doesn't deserve.
Yes, he absolutely does. And I think somebody else did, too. And I got to find the tweet. But, yeah, I appreciate all the love. Thank you, Josh.
Josh Rapp is the non-talented and gifted giffer El Jefe. He's El Jefe without the ability to
give. No, they're completely different people.
No, they're not. They're actually one and the same.
No, they're not. Just an alias.
I can't figure out which one is which.
He's got like a suit where he dresses up like a Mexican, or,
yeah, if he looks
or does,
like Manny,
does El Jefe have a suit where he dresses up like a white guy?
But you can look like Manny. All you got to do is just put a pillow in and some glasses and a hat. You can pull it off.
What?
If you got dark hair.
Look like
when
Manny.
El Jefe rolls in here. Manny from the what's the show with Sofia Vergara?
Oh, Modern Family? Yeah. I don't know why you can say he looks like Manny.
And El Jefe came in here, and I guess.
No, I was here when El Jefe came up.
No, he came in again.
Oh, he came in again?
What is Manny doing here?
By the way, did he bring Christmas gifts?
Still nothing.
No.
Because didn't he want our hat sizes?
You do know, by the way, forget the hat sizes. He had T-shirts made up for the Raheel and Dell show, so they have their own show shirts. Compliments of El Jefe.
Yeah, you missed out on that.
Where is ours?
What do those look like?
It just says Dell. I mean, it looks cool, simple, black. And it has Dell and Raheel in red.
Really,
red
the show that's been around for 3 weeks.
Yeah. They got them.
Oh, they got shirts already.
Yeah. Okay. At the holiday party, the only shirts we had to give out were the bench.
I wish everyone listening could have seen Joel's face.
The bench.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's awesome. Well, John and Lance do have a couple years on us.
Couple.
Yeah, I think I am not upset at the fact that they have a shirt already, but
no, I get it.
Dell and Raheel, no,
and I'm like with
care.
Michelle, I'm like, so ours is coming next. She goes, you guys are next. I'm working on it. I'm
what
like,
is ours gonna? I told her what I thought
the
it should
poster,
be. Yeah,
I
it should be the poster with us. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Oh, we lost our Rockets caller.
Yeah, El Jefe could have whipped up that shirt. Oh, there's another.
No, don't. Yeah. Let's do. You want to get Flash?
Flash wants to get in here. He's been holding. He wants to change gears a little bit, talk about the college football championship. Go ahead, Flash.
Yeah, excuse me for not talking Rockets.
No, it's all right.
Basketball season really kicks off after the Super Bowl, but that's another story. Who did you guys have predicted to win in the Clemson-Bama game, and who do you have in the Bama-Georgia game? And then I want to throw a couple of tidbits at you.
I would have thought it would have been a closer game between Clemson and Bama. Mm-hmm. But I still think Bama wins or would have won that game. And then you said, and Joel, who'd you have?
I agree with you. I thought it was going to be a close game, and I loved all year. I loved Clemson's defense. I just thought overall talent-wise, Alabama had more talent.
Nick?
I actually picked it right, but not in advance of the season, just going into the college football playoffs. So, yeah.
And you said, you also, Flash, you said, who do we have in the game, in the national championship game?
Yeah.
I'm going Bama.
I'm going Bama as well.
When you consider that defense and what they were able to do in that game, and the fact that they could blitz,
well,
Georgia and still keep people back like that,
yeah,
that's a scary thing for any team.
I feel like Georgia is one dimensional offensively,
yep.
And that front seven of Bama and their ability to stop the run, which is what Georgia wants to do, and then I just feel like Bama, I think overall, and they're deeper. When you start having to rotate offensive linemen in on Georgia, and Bama's going to start rotating in their defensive line, I just think that's advantage
Nick
Alabama.
Chubb doesn't have another game where he's breaking all these tackles and getting
it's
all these
Michelle
runs.
And Mike and Nick Chubb. And yeah.
It's a
two-headed
monster.
But Barry's right. You're going to make that if you make that freshman have to make a lot of quality throws because you've got NFL talent too deep at every position on the D-line, it's going to be a different ballgame.
Not only that, Georgia, they won't be facing a Big 12 defense. No knock on the Big 12, but it is.
What else, Flash?
Flash, you there?
Flash, you said you had some.
Yeah, I'm here. Did you watch the Alabama-Auburn game?
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you watch the Georgia at Auburn? Not the SEC championship, but the Georgia at Auburn.
No.
I can't say that I did.
Okay, so Georgia has two NFL running backs, and basically Alabama has two NFL running backs. I expect all four of them to be in the NFL next year because Alabama's two juniors, I'm 99.9% sure, are going to jump to the league. At Auburn, Alabama rushed for 211 yards, including the opening drive of the second half in which they went 80 yards on five plays and running backs touched the ball on all five plays, including capped off with a 19-yard touchdown run by Bo Scarborough. Georgia rushed for the whole game, 47 yards. So a good defense can slow down Georgia. And what's ironic enough about this game is the only time in the last 111 games that Alabama was an underdog, it was to Georgia in Athens, and Alabama won by 28. And that included an 80-yard touchdown run by Chubb. And we still beat them by 28.
Oh,
there's the week. I was waiting for it because I was going to say, newsflash, he's an Alabama fan.
So he knows who he is. So,
but so Flash, you a big Bama fan?
I am.
All right.
Very
so,
big.
So what's your final score?
37.
I think it's going to be something like 24-16 Bama. I think Georgia, they got a good field goal kicker. I think they crossed the 50-yard line more than Clemson did, and they kick a few field goals and get one Nick Chubb touchdown. And Bama grinds it out and scores three touchdowns, misses a field goal, and kicks a field goal.
There you go. Appreciate it, Flash. Thank you for the call, man.
I'll tell you what, though.
Thanks for listening. Shame Alabama wouldn't beat Ohio State, though.
Yeah, right.
Just stir that pot. All right.
But if Georgia wins, dude, that would do so much for that program.
It already has. Have you seen recruiting? What Kirby Smart is doing at Georgia in just 1 year.
Man.
His recruiting class and the people that are lining up to play for Georgia, look, that's going to be a powerhouse for years to come. Dare I say that's the new Florida State. That's the team where everybody down south is going to want to play for.
It's going to be interesting to see. Because that's a big that'd be a big leap for him. At least even for SEC's Georgia, that'd be a big leap.
Yeah, do it for a couple more years.
Yeah, you still got to prove it right year in, year out.
Yeah.
And by the way, when we were talking about, obviously Jimbo loves A&M. You see what he paid his defensive coordinator? Aranda from LSU passed it up because LSU matched to talk about the money for
the
assistant coaches in the SEC. $2.5 million is what Jimbo Fisher is going to pay his D coordinator from Notre Dame.
Was it Elko, right? Is his last name? Yeah.
From Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yep. Silly money.
They have the money. They need it, though. Again, that's not that. That A&M defense was huge. A huge disappointment.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
When Armani Watts is your star on your defense, that's not a good year for you. Get me wrong, Armani Watts isn't bad, but when you go from guys like Myles Garrett in the past, and you're left with Armani Watts, and
it's never good.
No,
not when you're trying to win a national championship.
Have you guys seen the rodeo lineup?
I can't wait.
Have you seen it?
Quickly.
No, okay, so we'll review it in the next segment.
Sure.
I don't know who half these people are.
Have you seen my boots, my buckle, and my hat?
What?
Have you seen my boots, my
buckle,
and
my
hat?
No, you have rodeo. Can you wear it?
I haven't seen them either.
Damn it. I was like, yes, you got to dress up for Go Texan Day.
No, sir.
Go Texan Day has to happen.
It's already gone and went in my book. All right, we're going to be back with a whole lot more, including the rodeo lineup. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, I don't know why I talk different. I talk different when I'm about to complain. I get in a whole different mode. Because I like to complain like white people now. I don't like to complain like black people no more. I used to complain just like black women. You know, y'all extra. Y'all start off with attitude. Let me talk to the manager. What's all that shit about? You can't just... And all the hands, and this ain't even a man who controls all his face. White people, they seek out. They don't ask nobody for shit. They start whispering around places. Who's the manager here? They don't want to alert nobody that it's some bull that they're about to steal on your ass.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. First day of the new year where we're all together, reunited, and it feels so good. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. Till 4, till we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jong, and the Blitz as we continue to roll on. You were mentioning the massive announcement that
it's always
Rodeo
a big deal.
Houston made last night at 7 p.m.
It got the internets going nuts.
Did it?
Yeah. People lost their minds, as per usual.
And lost their money
this city.
To see a concert that's... Ugh.
Tickets go on sale January 11th at 10 a.m. at the Rodeo Houston website. And I, unlike previous years... Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I'm not buying any of these. I'm not going to this. I don't go to the rodeo. I go to the fair to eat as much deep fried whatever as I can, and that's it.
Can I say this before they potentially become sponsors of the station?
Okay.
It's the worst place in America, Nick, and you and I have talked about this in the past. Worst place in America to see a concert. It's not really a concert. Because really what it is they roll out a mobile stage 150 yards from the best seats in the house, and you watch it on the corner screens. It's
yeah,
really like
it's not
watching
like a
TV concert.
It's
yeah.
not. It's not.
So here's your full rodeo lineup. Some of these I know. Some of them I'm like, huh? Who? What? They did
Roll
where?
With it. Let's,
I'm
let's
really
see.
Stoked for Calibre 50.
Caliber 50.
Whatever.
Garth Brooks, February 27th. Little Big Town. Blake Shelton. Okay, I've heard of two of those. I have no idea who Little Big Town is. Leon Bridges. No idea. Kelsey Ballerini, no clue.
Country singer, I've seen
Huge
her.
Huge fan.
Yeah. Alicia, Nick, you should be.
Alicia Cara, no idea. Rascal Flatts, yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you all know that. Jason Aldean, I've heard of him, but I...
Well, he's the country singer that had the show in Vegas where the sniper broke out.
Yeah, I couldn't name one of his songs. Thomas Rhett, no clue. Luke Bryan, I mean, I've heard the name, don't know any songs.
You don't Chris, know Luke Bryan?
Chris, I heard the name.
I don't know the song, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, Chris Young... Cody Johnson. These dudes just sound like guys. Now it just sounds like I'm reading people registered to vote in Harris County. Chris Young.
When you start reading the names and you're like
yeah.
pronouncing every syllable.
Bob Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chris Young, Cody Johnson, Caliber 50. That's I was like, who is Caliber 50?
I like 50? To call them Calibre 50.
Calibre?
That's the way they spelt it.
That's Go Tejano Day is Calibre 50. Zach Brown Band, Jay Balvin. He's apparently a reggaeton Latin pop singer from Colombia. One Republic. I do know One Republic.
One Republic is probably the most
that right
one
now,
of the more famous.
If I was going to go to a concert.
I'd hate to say it. It'd be One Republic.
Yeah. Keith Urban. Actually, I might go to this one. Chris Stapleton. That dude can sing.
By the way, doesn't he look a lot like producer Tyler, who's walking into the studio right now?
I don't know.
That picture on the
Houston
radio?
I don't
know
Chris Stapleton.
Why is this hashtag not now thing going on?
Something we missed in the
video. Doesn't that look like you? Looks
that
exactly
does.
Like
Producer Tyler does look like Chris Stapleton quite a bit. You're right. Brad Paisley and Garth Brooks. That is your... Where's the rap groups at?
Don't
they
know.
Usually have a rap
they
group?
Have, don't they have one night?
I thought...
Dedicated to more urban music?
Is that going to be the J Balvin reggaeton Latin pop singer?
I don't know.
Or is that the rodeo people's perception and they go cool in the gang, like in years past?
Yeah.
Which was like a staple for a while.
We got you some rappers. We brought in Young MC. That's not a good rapper to bring in.
Usher for two nights only. No, one.
I hate when they say urban night. Just call it like hip hop night. So that's the lineup. A lot of those folks, I've heard of names of about half of the total lineup, but I could name you. Actually, I don't even know if I could name you a One Republic song. I could probably
point it out if you heard it.
Yeah, I could be like, oh, that's the One Republic song. And isn't Chris Stapleton the one that sings he did the remix of George Jones song?
I won't. I'm out on Chris Stapleton. I don't know who he is.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard the name, but I don't listen to his music.
Like, I know a lot of Jason Aldean. I know what he looks like. I can't name a song.
Aldean
offhand,
is another guy I've heard.
But I know who
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, okay, do this. Find, for the break, Nick, find Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. It's a really good song. I thought it was a remake of a George Jones song, but that is a really good song. But that's literally the only song I could name out of. Now, don't get me wrong. Garth Brooks. Yeah, duh.
Right.
Of course, we all know Garth Brooks. He opens and closes the show. Look, it's a good song. Just give it a second till when he starts singing.
Which show did
keep,
this guy
keep
win?
Going. But huh?
Which show did this guy win? The Voice.
Oh yeah, he was a. Was he on The Voice?
I was kidding because normally no, he most did. Guys I don't know have won.
Look, here you go. Used to spend my nights out. That's good stuff. That is damn good stuff right there. You like that, Nick?
Yeah, I've heard this song.
You feel like two-stepping?
No. But I've heard this song.
You like that, Joel?
It's not bad.
That make you want to get your buckle out, right?
No, but he's...
Polish it up.
What's Jeff, the keyboard player?
Galooly?
No.
I don't know. Van Gundy?
No. What's the guy's name? Isn't he blind?
Stevie Wonder?
Jeff something or other, but he has kind of the same kind of voice.
Ronnie Millsap? I have no idea. We're just going to start naming blind people. Ray Charles.
I think he had the movie soundtrack.
Helen Keller.
Okay, we're done. We're done. That's enough of that.
Yeah, so Chris Stapleton, I might go to that one instead of One Republic. But One Republic, I think, is
probably in terms of popular.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm trying to think of. I know One Republic songs, and I'm trying to think of one of them off the top of my head, the name of it, and I can't. But I'm familiar with One Republic.
Yeah, One
apologize.
Republic was the...
Too late to apologize. Yeah, apologize. That's probably the biggest
And they
hit.
Did the remix on that one, too.
And then there's the Counting Stars.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? Na, na, na,
yeah,
na,
see?
Na, 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 na.
You
wow,
get it
you
now.
Got the whole beat and everything.
Yay! Now I feel like two-stepping. No.
So, yeah, not a... I really do think Chris Stapleton won one of the Voice things, if I'm not
mistaken.
That was
my guess, because most of the people, these up-and-coming names, have come off of one of those shows.
I feel
What's
like
the guy from here that looks like a combination between Tyler and Charlie Daniels, Storm or something like that. He's got some name like that, but he's from here. And he was like runner up in one of those shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. Was Chris Stapleton on The Voice? Who knows?
You got me all screwed up with Jeff Galooly. Now I can't think of the name I'm trying to think of.
He came up on the show yesterday or a
I
couple
say
days
like
ago.
The Jeff Healey Band.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't give me
Didn't
line.
He do like a Patrick Swayze movie or something like that? He had one of the songs
Don't
from that.
Give me line. I have
and
no idea.
And get a project in the brick.
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy.
Eduardo on Twitter tells me that we could be a tandem and chase big fat Latinas the night of the what is it Libre Libre 50
Calibre 50.
Calibre 50.
Oh, so he's offering to be your wingman.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
That's good.
That puts One Republic way.
You gonna let Ramona know she's out?
Stop. Because she's
what a jerk.
She's literally going to be sitting next to me.
What a jerk.
At all home Lakers and all home Warriors games.
Did I text you that when you said you were sitting next to her?
I texted both of you guys.
Yeah, you did. That's why I was like, see, you notice I didn't.
Oh, here we go.
Here comes the blank bus.
We were doing so well, having a good show. Everyone getting in that, and we had to get
you
that
ruined
going.
It. You ruined
it's
it.
Always me. Thanks, Joel. Hashtag.
Mackin and Hangin said Leon Bridges is African American culture night for the rodeo, but he's not hip hop. I don't believe.
I'm not familiar with Leon Bridges.
He is a. It looks like. Let's see. I'm going to click on the thing here.
You weren't either until you Googled him.
Yeah. I'll look him up at the break. Leon Bridges. Because I would know if he was a rapper, right?
Yeah.
He can't be a rapper.
No, because if you don't know about him, he's a rapper, then he's nobody.
Gospel and soul singer.
Oh.
There you go.
Praise. Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't listen to gospel music.
I don't either.
Okay.
You know who does?
You need some Jesus,
You know
though.
Who does? Ryan Anderson. All right, we're going to be back with the final half hour of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So thank you for the corrections. It wasn't Storm. It was Sundance Head.
I think we've proven in that last segment that we don't know bleep about current
country.
Music.
Yeah.
Like, because Chris Stapleton was never on The Voice. It just, I felt like he was. In fact,
You went with it. I just asked.
I said it was Blake Shelton. Didn't I say that?
No, Blake Shelton was a judge. I thought Chris Stapleton was on The Voice.
Oh, like a performer.
But apparently he performed. Yeah, he wasn't. He did a song on The Voice, but he wasn't like one of the contestants. So I remember seeing him on The Voice. He performed. But he's been around forever, apparently. I don't know. This is not my genre.
I don't either. And here's the thing. So I ask you, and I
jerks.
Ask nicely so that you guys can just say, hey, you're thinking of so-and-so. Not that you can go, not Storm, it's Sundance. Dude's name is Sundance Head. Okay, we get it. It wasn't a storm. It was a Sundance, but it was still all about Head.
Weather-related.
Okay, yeah.
You were right. You were in the weather-related field.
And then it was Jeff Healey Band. And from the Patrick Swayze movie Roadhouse. He did a lot of the songs on the soundtrack. And Angel Eyes, the song that Nick bumped back with, because it was one of his most popular songs. And he was blind, and he passed away at 41. And he had a good voice. There you go.
Okay. A lot of people wondering if Leon Bridges is related to Todd Bridges.
What you talking about, Barry?
That's not a thing. somebody said I'm sleeping on Leon Bridges, that I should listen. And I'm all right.
You're going to get Mark to tell you about Chris Stapleton.
Okay, Mark.
Come on in, Mark. What's up?
Going.
Good, man. How are you doing?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Barry. Chris Stapleton, actually, I've seen him in concert, and he kind of just stands there. He's not a big moving guy on stage, and he stares at his wife. He actually has stage fright.
What?
And he has stage fright when he stands on stage. So when he sits there and sings, he just looks at his wife as she plays the tambourine, and he sings his music. He doesn't move around a lot on stage. It's actually a pretty good show, but it's not a...
Well, that doesn't sound good at all. It sounds horrible.
Well, he has good music. And if you look into Chris Stapleton, Google him or on YouTube, he's actually written a lot of songs, mostly country. And if you're not into that genre of music, I get it. But he's actually written a lot of songs that are popular by other artists. And that's where he actually got his start, was a songwriter. And then somebody decided, hey, why don't you sing? And so here at the CMA Awards a few years back, he won about every award that there was when his first album that came out with the cover song on it, Tennessee Whiskey. But look into it. It's a good show. It's just he's not real jiving, if you want to say, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Mark. So it sounds like Chris Stapleton is the Kanye of country music, because Kanye was behind a lot of popular hits in hip-hop before somebody said, oh, you should do an album. So, that would make sense. He's got an amazing voice, but I don't want to go watch someone stand there and stare at the tambourine player for an hour. I'm good with that.
You're not talking about Jeff Healey now.
I'm not talking about the blind guy.
Just trying to make sure I got
it
all
I'm talking about the guy with stage fright. That's got to be...
Okay.
Man, you talk about... a rough go of it. You're blessed with a beautiful voice and the ability to create beautiful music, but you have stage fright, so you know that's got to be miserable for him to be on stage.
That would be awesome.
But it's part of the gig. It would be like being in radio but having a fear of public speaking, where you're just terrified every time you get on the mic and start to talk. That would suck.
No question. Yeah, it makes it kind of difficult to do your job unless you're just a studio artist, right?
Huh?
I'm just saying, it's kind of difficult to do your job unless you're just a studio artist.
Yes.
So you don't have to perform in front of anybody.
So y'all aren't into country, so how are you going to say who is more popular? I don't even know what that means.
We're not even saying who's popular. We're saying
I don't recognize
it. It's our bad that we don't recognize it. It's like someone on there who's saying, I love how you guys always guess the wrong thing and then you just keep going with it. Well, in order to get the wrong thing right, we rely on you, the loyal listeners, who come through for us, and most do it a nice way, you excluded.
Jeez. Dr. Trent 290 said, y'all keep talking country music. I'm going to remove you from the top of my must-listen shows. Hey, Dre, you know we run the gamut.
Yeah.
We'll talk anything and everything. We'll talk up. In fact, coming up at 3:45, we're going to close out the show with reviewing the top 12 gospel albums and Christian pop.
And at 3:46, we'll have done that. We can continue to go to break. And
we're not
going to
do. But guys, I thought we talked about doing the all Christian rock album review.
That was you and Jerome yesterday.
Oh,
we moved on. Yeah, that
was okay.
Me. Yeah.
All right. Well, then we won't do that then.
For some reason, Jerome really thought you would ski.
Me?
Yeah. He felt like you went skiing. He felt like you were fancy and would go on a skiing vacation.
I was like, he's athletic. I don't know if he'd ski.
Been skiing once in my life.
Oh, so you've gone
once
and
in college.
Oh, okay.
I figured it out.
Did you
As
fall?
Opposed to my college roommate was my high school best friend. We played basketball. In college, we had girls that wanted us to go skiing for the first time. And I didn't figure out how to stop very well, but I could go from the top of the mountain down. And he figured
out. Which is pretty much the concept.
No, I could do the, I mean, I could go get dropped off at the top of the mountain on the lift and get all the way to the bottom. And then.
Now, when you say mountain, you're not talking about like the Black Diamond slopes. You're talking about like the bunny slopes or the blue.
No, not the bunny either, but not the really, really super hard challenge.
Don't badmouth the bunny slopes.
But I'm not denying the fact that if I was having a problem stopping, I'd just throw my body into the snow fence and get back up and go back up.
Just fall down, right?
Yeah.
Just down. That's what I was saying.
My best friend, he didn't do so well, and he'd fall down. And when he'd fall, skis would come off, poles would come off, hat would come off. And some guy yelled down from the chairlift, "Hey, buddy, what are you trying to do, start a yard sale? You got it all spread out already." And he never went back on skis again.
My friend came back from a trip, and he had like a massive cut on his chin, and it was stitched up. I'm like, "Why you got stitches in your chin?" He's like, "I fell skiing." I'm like, "All right, never skiing again, ever." Or never going to ski is what I should say. I would never ski.
Yes, yeah, so I've been once
I love
in my
skiing.
Life.
I want to learn snowboarding, but it looks way more complicated than skiing. But I really like to. I'm not great at it. I'm not even technically good at it. I just enjoy it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
But I think part of the problem for me is, if I'm being honest, once I get going and start gaining a lot of speed, I freak out. I start panicking. I'm like, oh my god, what do I do? And then I'm worried that I'm going to like hit a tree like we talked about the other day and look like a dumbass. That's why I just stick to, moderately inclined parts of the mountain.
I'm with you, because when you really start enjoy picking up speed.
That's scary as hell for me, anyways.
And I'll say this, and I'll tell you this. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but by the way, I love the false pretenses. I'm gone for a little vacation and people think I read books and I ski.
People think you read books?
Yeah, that was JT and those guys the first week. He looks like he reads a lot of books.
Yeah.
Okay, don't tell me what you look like. But you know who's an avid skier? Like a big-time, really good skier? Matt Bullard.
Warren Sapp.
Is he really?
Oh. Matt Bullard. But on road trips, he, like when we'd go to Utah, and especially if we had a day off, he would go for the whole day, and he would ski like the Black Diamonds and the things you're talking about, till one day when a tree met his head.
Ooh. See,
And he missed the game.
How do you...
I had to find a replacement. Luckily, ex-Rocket coach Tom Nasalki filled in for him. And I talked to him while he was at the doctor's office, who said luckily he was wearing a helmet and it could have been like really, really, really serious, but it wasn't.
So he just skied off into a tree, which is a question I had yesterday.
But he did end up hitting a tree, like you mentioned.
How do you hit a tree when the tree's not moving?
Because you are at a very high rate of speed and you're cutting and slaloming.
No, not slaloming.
So my TV producer put him on the phone from the hospital, and he was laughing, and he knew I was irate, because one, I was worried about if he was okay, and then two, I was like, you're going to miss the game now because of this little hobby of yours, and he was laughing. I go, what are you laughing at? And he goes, I'm so drugged up and messed up right now, you could say anything to me, and I'm not going to remember it, so let me have it. Just like, okay. But yeah, Clyde and Bill were talking about it the other night too, that, yeah, Bull... Love skiing to the point where he's done some damage. He had like a dent in his helmet.
Oh, damn.
From the tree. Yeah, he was going.
Mark said, I guess Kegger128 on Twitter said I name dropped. Who did I name drop?
Who don't you name
drop? I don't know who I name dropped.
Alyssa Milano, maybe? I don't know. Did you?
It wasn't
Did
today.
You name drop anybody?
Her birthday was the other day.
And chatted up.
Huh?
She chatted up.
Well, no. She was just trying to get me to get him
drunk.
Did it go down into the DM?
What? No. She was trying to get me in on some new movement, #movement she's trying to start. But I said I can't. I've got...
Your schedule's booked.
Yeah. But I may get on board with Tyler's #notnow movement.
What is that, by the way?
You didn't hear what they were talking about? Oh, you were behind the glass. Yeah. Early in the show, we missed the meeting, and there was the idea that we should come in early.
Half hour
early. Or leave late.
Half hour earlier than you normally.
And have a sign and have a sign prepared that says not now or I'm busy or something like that. And then when people try to bother you to do stuff, you just show them the paper. Not now. Not now.
Because and you should use that.
You should
minutes.
Use that time for, we'll just say, to be productive. We'll just say that. You should be productive.
Social
out
media.
In, yeah, in public.
Staying in contact with the people
and I'm like, I do
you.
That all day anyways. When I'm not at work, I'm still interacting with listeners and I'm tweeting
we're
about games.
One of the rare
and,
shows that not only stays in contact on social media, but on texts during the show, throughout the show.
Yeah, I send D-pics to El Jefe all the time.
And
I mean,
he frames them.
Wow. I just asked you, hey, can you Photoshop this and make it look bigger?
And thus the first batch of the T-shirts. We're created.
Somebody said, or the beer man Greg said, Barry, when you perform, don't you just stand there? Do you do flips and breathe fire and stuff? Maybe swing on a rope? No, but I'm animated.
You're,
I don't
you're
stare.
A rope swinger, aren't you?
No. I don't stare at the wall. I don't just stare at one person. I move around. I'm animated. I interact with the entire crowd. I look through the room. I bet I make I try to make contact with, if not every person, at least like every table or every...
Now, eye contact it is, right?
Yeah.
You're getting trouble these days.
No, if it's in a big room, obviously it's a lot more difficult. But no, I don't just stand there. No,
you work the stage and the crowd. I've
I'm not like, I'm not pacing back and forth like Chris Rock, but I'm animated. I'm looking at the crowd. I'm engaged because half of comedy is facial expressions and looks and pauses. And yeah, no, I don't just stand there. That's a bad comparison.
Okay.
Oh, Mark said it was you dropping Matt Bullard's name. Not me.
I worked with the guy for 20 some odd god years. You think that's a
name
drop?
That doesn't qualify as a name
drop.
I'm with you.
Cow.
I'm with you.
Hey, it's about time that we get to our top 10 most recent gospel tracks.
Coming up next.
All right.
Joel and I and Nick will break down.
How did we get roped into this?
The 10 best Christian pop albums of 2017.
Keep your feet on the ground.
What's not going to happen? Huh?
I think I have an artist in mind.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep praying for the stars.
Reaching.
It's Tomlin.
I know it is.
Tomlin, I think, is his name.
Who?
He's the head coach of the Steelers. You're off.
No, it's not Chris Tomlin.
No, it's Mike Tomlin. It's his brother. No, I did that because of the praying for the gospel tunes. Okay, thanks. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time now because it's people in Houston helping the kids in Houston, Texas to get a second chance at an education. The holidays are over. You got time to get back to reality. Some of you lost vehicles during the hurricane. They're still sitting around, whether they were insured or not. You got to get them off your property. You don't want to spend the extra money on a tow truck. Well, I've got a solution for you. If you got a vehicle laying around, whether it's a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, running or not, you can get rid of it through Texas Can Academies, and it won't cost you a single thing. In fact, you'll end up making something out of the deal. What I mean by that is you just pick up the phone, you call 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live, tell them what you got, and they do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck, they do all the paperwork, they tow it away. They give you a nice tax deduction, which is one bonus for you. And then you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. When they're done, they tow it away, and they use it as a resource to help kids trying to get a second chance at an education. A lot of these kids are struggling, and they're on hard times. They don't have money for food. They don't have eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, all the things that can be distractions if they don't have. Their goal is to make sure they have them so they can focus on the books. That's where your donations really come in, because your donations turn into those resources that the kids desperately need. So if you can donate, I encourage you to please consider 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment, Usual Suspects. It's been a lot of fun. Good to be back in the seat, boys.
Yeah,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have the gang all back together.
Gosh. We're going to make it a good year this year, too.
Yeah, those other guys suck.
Damn right we are. As promised, I have for you the top five Christian pop... Why are you guys looking at me like that? We're doing this. Number five on the Christian pop chart, Control, Somehow You Want Me by 10th,
Lord!
By 10th Avenue North. That sounds like a sex song.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Number four is Word of Life by Jeremy Camp. Now, that sounds like a Christian pop song. Yep. They're always, isn't he wonderful in their songs? Number three is Oh Lord by Lauren Daigle. Number two is Broken Things by Matthew West.
Yep. That wasn't by Sundance Head?
No. And number one is What in the Butt by Samwell. Nope, that's the wrong chart. That's my bad.
So Chris Tomlin didn't make the list?
No, Chris Tomlin. No. I don't see Chris Tomlin at all.
That's like the only guy that I would know.
Dude, is that a Christian pop singer?
He's the quality control coach for the Steelers.
He's what?
He's the quality control coach.
Yeah, I don't see Christian Tomlin anywhere.
Where did you get that name?
Chris Tomlin. Chris Tomlin. Just Google Chris Tomlin. He'll pop right up.
Normally when you have us Google something, something else pops right up.
Chris Tomlin.
Yeah, no, not, no. Nothing.
No.
Yeah, Chris Tomlin is an American contemporary Christian music artist.
How do you spell Tomlin?
T-O-M-L-I-N. Tomlin.
Nope, nothing on the charts. Nothing in the top 50 anyway, so he sucks. Just because he sings doesn't mean he's good at it.
It's just there's a chance Christian singer
that he won one
like,
of the contests on TV.
All these other ones have a God-given gift. He just forced himself into Christian music. He didn't even get a gift from God to do it, so apparently not.
But he won a TV show.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if like the guy that did the What in the Butt song with Christian just...
Well, like Mace.
Who?
Mace.
Yeah, he did.
Mace tried his luck at...
Yeah.
It failed.
It didn't work, so he went right back to cussing.
Yeah. Oh, that was the Welcome Back when he did the Welcome Back Cotter song.
Well, before he had that Welcome Back song. Oh, he was pleased.
He had a little, yep.
He made Christian rap music.
Yeah, I don't know if he made the music. I just think he found God.
Yeah, he just found God and he wouldn't cuss anymore. Yeah. And he tried to and he wasn't the same.
Right.
And
it wasn't,
he realized
I don't think
the money
he made,
wasn't either. Then he
or maybe he
did
and I missed it, but I just.
No, I don't think he went Christian rap. I think he just found Jesus and tried to turn his life around. And then he said,
then
well,
he
this doesn't
there's
pay.
There's more money in talking about girls and drugs. And
turning your life around doesn't pay. I'm going back to.
Bad, 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 bad boys make him feel so good with money in his pocket.
that was a dad joke that I could have hit you with. I could have hit you with the dad joke there, but that's not our show.
I like the longest lyric. Bad, 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 bad boys.
But I like it.
To make you feel sick.
Is that your favorite Mace song?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I did like that song, though.
Yeah. I like Mace. OU Mike said, Joel taught Sonny Bono skiing lessons. Nope.
That's not nice. He died on the slopes, for those of you that don't know.
Yep.
Fact.
I think he hit a tree, too.
Yeah. Last night, I don't know if you saw this, the Thunder won again, by the way. And in the process of winning, Carmelo Anthony played okay. But because it was a TNT game, they had to do a post-game interview. And you know how the ice bucket challenge, when you did the ice, it kind of froze you and you had to kind of react quickly back in the day? Well, forget the ice bucket. How about if Carmelo Anthony's doing the post-game interview and someone just decides the icy bottle of water would be a good festive way to open up the new year with a little shower? Carmelo didn't react quite the same way. Reacted a little something like that.
Live on TV.
That was live?
TNT.
On TV.
Starts to answer a question, and they hit him with the
mother.
That's what you get.
He got a mother effer in there, and he got an S-bomb in there.
Yeah.
On air, live.
The only benefit of that is it was cable, not over the air, but nonetheless.
That is great.
I wasn't the one responsible for hitting the dump button.
Yeah.
Because
that would have went over the air.
I mean, exactly
right. Have some class. I would never say the S-word on air. God.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't.
No.
Jermaine dropped an S-bomb on the air when filling in.
Did you catch him? Did you
dump it? Yeah, I actually caught it. It was.
Oh, sure. Dump his.
Who did?
It was quick.
Just let mine out.
Yeah. Well, that was intentional.
Who dropped it?
Don't care. Jermaine.
Yeah.
Jermaine was I thought Jermaine did a really good job.
I thought he was
when he filled
cool.
in. He was good.
He did well.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are mean.
I'm not.
Just leaving Craig out.
No, Craig was okay.
So Jermaine was me, and Craig was you, right?
No, flip that.
No, because Jermaine's black.
I understand.
And Craig's overweight.
Well, some.
He knew exactly where you were going.
By the way,
he knew exactly where you were going.
Craig was also the guy that tweeted
Craig's
during
awesome.
The Georgia Oklahoma game. George is done.
Yes, he did.
Time.
He
at
totally
time, he's
did.
Like, George is so done.
If this game is over. Good night, dogs.
Yep.
Like I was like, oops.
I'm like going, well, I'm going to check back. I was thinking at the end of the game, all I could think about was, I'm checking on Craig's Twitter right now.
He did do that.
He really did.
The show that I listened, the part I listened to, I thought they both did a good job. I didn't.
Craig and Jermaine together were good.
Yeah,
I'm not even trying to be nice. I really thought all the fill-in hosts did a really good job because they had a fairly amount of chemistry going into it. So I really felt like all the fill-in hosts they did a really, really good job.
Good deal. Well, good. They held us up
yep.
while we were out. That's
yep.
good. Yep. Very good.
No question about it. So I'm just trying to see the things. By the way, if you have gospel requests, the hotline will be open after 4.
Yes.
713-780-3776.
Oh, good times. Well,
or chiming in on your favorite gospel artist. They'll be very receptive to that.
Somebody said the guy you mentioned was in the Woodlands. He's from the Woodlands or something like that.
Yeah.
Chris Tomlin?
Yeah. Chris Tomlin was a youth group band leader at the Woodlands Methodist Church back in the day. That was
from
Zach.
That's where you met him, Nick.
No.
Did
no
you just,
way.
How did you come up with that name? Did you just Google popular Christian
absolutely
artist?
Absolutely not. I used to date a girl who was big into, like, really all about Chris Tomlin.
Really?
Bet she
yeah.
got a lot of ass.
And then he came on the radio, and she's like, this is Chris Tomlin.
Like now, so y'all were listening to KSBJ?
Or no, it was like on a pop, like a pop station.
Really?
Yeah.
Did y'all start mugging down immediately?
No. What? No. It didn't sound good, so I'm not. Is that a good thing?
No.
I don't know.
He just meant making out. Did y'all start making out to Christian music?
No, because she's a big Chris Tomlin fan. I'm like, you're not getting a whole lot of action out of that deal.
No, I mean, I was with her for a long time.
Was she straight-laced? Was she real?
It wasn't like that.
No? That's good. No. That's good.
Anything else you want to ask him about?
Well, okay. I'm good.
All right. I guess that'll about do it. The music's playing.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, that was a good show.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was good to have everybody
good
back.
Good to have you back, Joel.
Good to be back, fellas. Thank you for having me.
By the way, I really hope that Aaron Rodgers, I know this is, we're going into break, but Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick, really? Really?
No way, is that true?
I saw it on Twitter. I hope it's not true.
Now, I will say this, and you guys
can
Google
how
it,
the mighty have fallen.
But here's the thing. WTMJ is the NBC affiliate in Milwaukee. They are catching a load of heat because they felt the news story was, and they ran with it on both the internet and on the air, five of potential women that could be dating Aaron Rodgers right now, and they are getting killed as being a news station, and they think that's newsworthy.
I don't know what's up with these football players
dating.
That's
pretty bad.
Just Danica Patrick?
No, his other options were a lot better than Danica Patrick.
Yeah, who was he with? Olivia Munn or something like
After
that?
After Olivia Munn, then, he had one of the girls in the remake of Baywatch with The Rock, but she was really smoking. That's what I'm saying. But he had some pretty good other possibilities.
Maybe they relate because she's a, I was going to say athlete, because she drives cars.
Oh, one of the other ones was Lindsey Vonn.
Oh.
That they were flirting on Instagram and stuff like that, and there was a rumor that they were dating. I mean, you can do worse than Lindsey Vonn.
True. Very true.
So, those kids would be pretty talented.
To each their own, I guess.
Especially in Wisconsin. As a skier and a football player, who knows? All right. Fred, AJ, Jong, The Blitz, they'll take you home on a Friday. And we'll talk to you again Monday as we're back 1 to 4 p.m. right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a good weekend, everybody.